So once upon a time, there was a holy man, and he didn't have wife and children. So he was always worried of his children because he needed to have some children. He liked to have kids. So, but he didn't have any alternative to have a kids. He was lonely. So one day, as he was walking through the forest, he saw a small female mouse, girl mouse, and he thought immediately, oh, I have the supernatural power to convert this small little mouse into a small daughter. So with his powerful mantra, what's called that one, I don't know in English, powerful mantra, he convert that little mouse into a small girl. And the girl, when he changed the girl looked so beautiful, girl was so beautiful, and he brought her up, fed her, clothed her, and she became very young, and it's time for her to get married. So she was very young, and it was time for her to get married, and the holy man thought, now I have to find a very handsome matching boy for my daughter. But she is the daughter of a holy man, I need to have my son-in-law, most powerful thing in the world, most powerful person in the world. And he imagined and think. And he thought, finally, oh, I think the son is the most powerful. The son is the most powerful thing in the world. So why not I go there and ask for him and to talk about to get married with my daughter. So the holy man went to the son and asked, I have a very beautiful daughter, and I wanted to marry my daughter with a very handsome and most powerful person in the world. And so I thought you are the one. And the son replied, yes, I am powerful. But there's another one who is more powerful than me. And the holy man asked, who is that? The son replied, that is the cloud. That's the cloud. Because when I shine on the earth to the people and all the objects on the earth, the clouds that form in the space and block my rays. So he is more powerful than me. Then, oh, that means cloud is stronger and powerful than sun. Then the holy man came back to the cloud and asked, oh cloud, I had gone to the sun. I thought that the sun is the most powerful, but he is not. Because he said, you are the most powerful than him. You are more powerful than him. And cloud said, yes, I am powerful than sun. But there is still another powerful person than me. And then the holy man asked, who is that? And then the cloud said, that is the wind. When I block the sun, rays of the sun and form on the space, the wind blows and the wind blew away me and the wind delivered me from one place to another. It means takes away from one place to another. So I'm not much powerful. So wind is more powerful than me. Oh, I see. Then holy man thought that, and then he came to the wind and he asked, oh, you are the most powerful person in the world. Because I have already gone to two persons, and they said that you are the most powerful. And the wind said, yes, I am most powerful. Yes, I am most powerful, but there is another one who is more powerful than me, he said. Who is that? He said, it is the big mountain. Mountain is more powerful than me. And because when I blow very strongly, the mountain blocked me, and I can't go the other side of the place. I can blow other side of the place because the mountain blocked me, and I can't go other side. And he said, oh, really? And then the holy man came to the mountain and asked, oh, I found that you are the most powerful than anything in the world. So I came to you to get married, my daughter. And the mountain said, yeah, I'm much powerful, but there's another person is powerful than me. And who is that? That's the rat, he said. That's the rat. Why is how is that? He asked. Because I'm most powerful, I can block the wind, but I can do nothing with the rats because they make a hole all over my body. The rats make a hole all over my body. The mountain said that. Makes a hole. So he's the most powerful one. And finally, the holy man understood that it's the creation of the nature, that something which is created will belong to the same generation or same thing, same kind of item, you know what I mean. So he thought that I found this mouse, small little mouse, and then I converted it into a human, small little daughter. Now, when I finally came to, and it came to the same race, you know, the rat. And then he understood finally, and he got the wisdom of what he was doing. And then he again converted the little mouse into a rat, and he married his rat daughter with that mouse. And with this, my story ends. Thank you. Yeah, I heard this story especially, you know, usually people used to tell, the old people used to tell when I was a kid, during, what's called that one? I don't know, during the time of harvest.
Is there a celebration?
Or were it's you not working? A celebration. It's, a working together in a group.
Working. Okay.
You know, in Nepal, when the time of harvest, yeah. They cut the paddy, and then they collect the paddy in a big yard, and they plaster the yard with a cow dung and with mud, and make it very smooth. And there they beat that paddy and separate that hay and paddy. And on that day, they call the group of people from the village to beat the paddy and separate the paddy from the hay.
Paddy?
You know, paddy, P-A-D-Y, paddy means the, what is it called? P-A-D-D-Y.
Oh,
paddy,
yes.
Paddy, yeah.
Rice paddy.
Yeah. Oh. Rice paddy, yeah.
Okay.
So to separate the paddy, from they beat the paddy and that big yard, which is smooth, with plastered with cow dung and then mud, they beat the paddy and separate the paddy with the hay. And they separate the hay. They keep hay one side and the paddy they take to home. And put into the in something big container. So they need the people. If some family need to do that, and they call the neighbors to help them to work together, and then
in
that
time
they tell stories too. Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful story.
It's wonderful.
Do you have a name for it? What would you call that story?
It's the. Married of a little mouse, I think.
Okay,
married. Yeah. Married of a little mouse. उहिले नै एकजना अब साधु बाबा एकजना साधु मान्छे हुन्थ्यो. उहाँको छोराछोरी कोही पनि थिएन. अनि छोराछोरी नभएकोले गर्दाखेरि उहाँले एक दिन चाहिँ बाटामा हिँड्दै गर्दाखेरि एउटा सानो मुसाको बच्चालाई भेटाएछ. सानो मुसा छाउरी मुसालाई भेटाएछ. अनि त्यो मुसालाई भेट्दाखेरि यसलाई चाहिँ अब मेरो मन्त्र तन्त्र गरेर चाहिँ यो मुसालाई मेरो छोरी बनाउँछु किनभने मेरो सन्तान छैन भनेछ. अनि छोरी बनाउनको लागि अनि मुसालाई चाहिँ उसले मन्त्र जपेर चाहिँ छोड्दापछि त्यो मुसा चाहिँ एउटा सानो नानी भएछ. अनि त्यसै गर्दै उसलाई राम्रोसँगले पालन पोषण गर्दै हुर्काएर बढाएर ठुलो तरुनी बनाएछ. अनि ठुलो तरुनी भइसकेपछि उसलाई चाहिँ अब यो मेरो छोरीलाई बिहे गरिदिनु पऱ्यो भनेर सोचेछ. अब कोसँग बिहे गर्ने भन्ने कुरामा चाहिँ म चाहिँ अब मेरो छोरी एउटा मात्रै छ, यति शक्तिशाली यति राम्री मेरो छोरीलाई म सबैभन्दा जान्ने बाठो र सबैभन्दा संसारको सबैभन्दा कडा एउटा पुरुषसँग बिहे गर्छु भनेछ. अनि त्यो चाहिँ को हुनसक्छ भनेर सोच्दाखेरि चाहिँ यो चाहिँ पक्कै पनि यो मैले हेर्दाखेरि यो संसारमा सबैभन्दा ठुलो चाहिँ घाम होला भनेर सोचेछन्. अनि त्यो घामलाई भेट्न गएछन् ती साधु. घामलाई भेट्न जाँदाखेरि चाहिँ घामलाई सोध्नु भएको छ, मसँग यस्तो शक्तिशाली मेरो एउटा राम्री छोरी छ हजुरसँग, मैले सोच्दाखेरि चाहिँ तपाईँ जति जान्ने बाठो र तगडा सबैभन्दा शक्तिशाली मान्छे तपाईँ नै हुनुहुन्छ होला भन्ने मैले सोचेर मेरो छोरी बिहे गरिदिनु परो भनेर आएको भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ घामले भने अरे म शक्तिशाली त हुँ तर मभन्दा शक्तिशाली अझै अर्को छ भनेर अरे, को होला त त्यो भनेर, त्यो बादल हो भने अरे, किनभने म घाम लाग्दाखेरि मेरो अगाडि पर्छ बादल तर मलाई छल दिन्छ र पृथ्वीमा ओझल पर्छ भने, अनि बादल भाटामा गएछ त्यहाँदेखि, अनि बादललाई सोधेछन् म त यसरी मेरो छोरी बिहे गर्नको लागि घाम बाटामा गएको थिएँ, घाम त सबैभन्दा ठुलो मान्छेसँग बिहे गर्नु भनेर चाहिँ घाम बाटामा गएको थियो, घाम त ठुलो होइन रहेछ, तँभन्दा तपाईँ ठुलो हुनुहुन्छ त्यसैले म मेरो छोरी तपाईँसँग बिहे गराउँछु भनेर आएको छ। बादलले भनेछ हो त्यो घामभन्दा म ठुलो छु तर मभन्दा ठुलो अझै अर्को छ भनेछ अरे, अनि त्यो को हो त भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ अब त्योभन्दा ठुलो मभन्दा ठुलो चाहिँ हावा छ भनेछ, अब हावा म यसरी बदल छल्न घाम छल्न सक्छु तर मलाई उडाएर हावाले कहाँ पिराउँछ पिराउँछ, त्यसले गर्दा मभन्दा ठुलो हावा हो भनेछ, अनि हावा बाटामा गएछ, अनि तपाईँ त घामभन्दा पनि बादल ठुलो बादल भन्दा पनि तपाईँ त हावा अझै ठुलो हुनुहुन्छ, तपाईँसँग मेरो छोरी बिहे गर्न चाहन्छु भने, त्यसो भन्दाखेरि फेरि बादलले भनेछ यसरी हावाले भनेछ होइन नि म त ठुलो हुँ भन्दा बादल भन्दा त तर मभन्दा ठुलो पनि अझै एउटा पर्वत छ एउटा पहाड छ, त्यो पहाड चाहिँ मभन्दा ठुलो छ, म बजेर उडेर जाँदाखेरि मलाई चाहिँ त्यसले छल्छ र म उतापट्टि जान सक्दिनँ भनेछ, ए पर्वत पो ठुलो रहेछ, फेरि त्यहाँबाट पछाडि त्यहाँदेखि पछाडि पर्वत भाटामा पुगेछन्, पर्वतमा पुगेपछि पर्वतलाई भने मेरो छोरी तपाईँसँग बिहे गरिदिनु पऱ्यो कि तपाईँ सबैभन्दा ठुलो हुनुहुन्छ अहिले सबैभन्दा ठुलो तपाईँ हुनुहुँदो रहेछ भन्दा भन्दाखेरि ओहो त्योभन्दा ठुलो त म हुँ तर मभन्दा ठुलो अझै एउटा छ भनेछ अरे, को हो त त्यो भन्दाखेरि मभन्दा ठुलो चाहिँ म हावालाई छल्न सक्छु तर मलाई पनि जित्ने एउटा चिज छ भन्दा त्यो चाहिँ के हो भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ त्यो हो मुसा भन्छ अरे, मुसाले चाहिँ मलाई चाहिँ खनेर दुलो 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 पारिदिन्छ भन्छ अरे, अनि दुलो पारिदिन्छ र त्यसरी मुसा ठुलो भन्छ अरे, लास्टमा गएर मुसा सबैभन्दा ठुलो भएछ र त्यतिखेर त्यो साधुले चाहिँ सोचेछ यो जात जुन जातमा जन्म लिन्छ त्यसलाई बनाएर ढाँटेर छलेर अर्को बनाउँदा नहुँदो रहेछ, जुन जातमा त्यो एउटा प्राकृतिक रूपले त्यसैलाई नै जुराउँदो रहेछ भनेर सोचेर चाहिँ फेरि पछाडि त्यसलाई मुसै बनाएर फेरि त्योसँग बिहे गर्दैछ अरे, मेरो कथा सिद्धि हो, यसरी नेपाली स्टोरी एन्डेड। कथा यो कथा सुन्नुभएको थियो अरे, yeah they are already heard about that but they forgot they forgot they knew a little bit of this story yeah they have already heard about this
era radale omadi laune pare thare puran laune pare thare ki ani te puran ma ni kachwa ko hom dinu parne ra thare 18 din ma
yeah so once upon a time there was a king. He wanted to do a big, long, long religious ceremony. He wanted to perform a long, long religious ceremony. Especially in Hindus, the religious ceremony sometimes lasts for so long time. So that was the long religious ceremony. During the ceremony, all the countrymen will be invited. And all the Brahmins, you know, who read the scriptures, you know, so they will be there, the holy books, they will be there. And then on the 18th day of the ceremony, they have to slaughter...
Kya are haas hai na?
Kachwa.
They have to slaughter and kill a tortoise and give blood to the god. And they have to bokta lan banne na?
Tela bokta lan banne.
Yeah, yeah.
They
have to offer a goose to the god on the 18th day, the last day of the ceremony.
अनि तिन भाइ छोरा रहेछ अरे त्यो आजभन्दा अब चार दिन अगाडि नै पठाएको छ अरे कोचा खोज्न तिन भाइ छोरालाई.
Okay. The king had three sons and before three days of the final day, the king sent three of his sons to go over and find a tortoise for the final day.
This a tortoise?
Tortoise. You know tortoise?
Tortoise, yeah. And jada.
Yeah.
Jada. समुद्र किनारमा एउटा मरेको कच्चा भेटाएछ अरे.
As they were going and going and going in search of tortoise, they didn't find Adal, and finally they found at the sea coast, the beach, they found a tortoise which was just at the bank of the sea. They found a dead tortoise laying there on the sand.
अनि छोटेरी त भेटायो तर अब तिन भाइ छ अनि लु दाजु बोक भनेछ अरे हैत म कहाँ बोक्छु म भोजनसँग पढेको मैले छुनै हुँदैन भनेछ अरे
भोजन
भोजनसँग पढेको अरे अनि लु माइला बोक भन्दा गरे हैत म कहाँ बोक्छु म नारीसँग पढेको छु भनेछ अरे
नारीसँग
नारी भनेको औरत
अनि कान्छा भाइलाई बोक भन्दा गरे हैत तेरिका म त म कहाँ बोक्छु म बस्रसँग पढेको छु भन्न चाहे होइन उड्ने हो छ भने लुगा लुपाउन
you carry this. The two other brothers said, and the older one said, no, why should I carry that? I can't carry this because I have studied the scripture of the food, religious food. I have studied the scripture of the religious food, so I am not entitled to carry this one. It's bad for me. That means the middle one can carry that. The middle one can carry this one. He said, no, I can't, because I have studied the scripture of holy scripture of the human women. And then comes the younger one. No, the younger one can carry. Younger one said, no, I have studied the scripture of the dress. The clothing, you know. So according to the law of the book scripture, I should not carry this.
त्यसो गर्दा दाजुभाइ झगडा पऱ्यो अनि त्यहाँ राजा भाटामा गएको छ अरे तिनै भाइ
सो दे हेभ अ क्वारल आइएम नट केयरिङ इज नट केयरिङ इज नट केयरिङ सो नो यु सुड क्यारी सो दे हेभ अ क्वारल बिग क्वारल एन्ड देयर इज नो वान टु क्यारी द टोटल एन्ड देन दे फाइनली विदाउट टोटल दे वेन्ट ब्याक टु द किङ
अनि राजा भाटामा जाँदाखेरि अनि अब सबै विवरण बतायो तिनैजनाले अनि अब त्यो फसेला गर्नु सकेन अनि त्यहाँबाट अब यिनीहरूलाई कर्म गरेर फसेला गर्नु पऱ्यो भनेर अनि त्यहाँबाट बेलुका खाना पकाएको छ अरे 52 व्यञ्जन बनाएर
एन्ड वेन दे वेन्ट देयर दे टोल्ड देयर ओन स्टोरी थ्री अफ द सन इच अफ देम टोल्ड देयर ओन स्टोरिज टु द किङ एन्ड each of them told that I'm not good to carry those things and he said I'm not good and all of them have same kind of problems and king was not able to decide the case who was good and who was bad and who has to do that so he wanted to indirectly examine the sons so in the evening time the king prepared varieties of food like 100 varieties of food in the evening
अनि 52 व्यञ्जन बनाएर खाना दिएछ अरे ठ्याक्कै 3 बजे राखेर खाना दियो 2 बजे चाहिँ भक्का भक्का खाइहाल्यो जेठोले चाहिँ अब भोजनसँग बढ्नेले चाहिँ ठ्याक्कै सुँग्ने बित्तिकै गनाएछ अरे भात ए तेरो यो त म खाँदिनँ लु यो बासी बिउ रोपेको रहेछ मसान घाटको पानी रहेछ यति दिन बासी राखेर यो धान रोपेको रहेछ मसान घाटको पानी रहेछ म खाँदिनँ यो भात गनायो मलाई भनेको छ अरे हो
या एन्ड देन द फुड वाज प्रोभाइडेड सियर सर्भ टु 3 अफ द सन वान दे प्रिपेयर्ड भेराइटिज अफ फुड वाज सर्भ फर बोथ बिकज द किङ वाज इन्डिरेक्टली एक्जामिनिङ सन सो द फुड वाज सर्भ फर 3 अफ देम एन्ड देन द 2 अफ द मिडल वान द यङ्गर वान they ate without speaking anything but the elder one who studied about the food the scripture of food he knew everything about it. He just smelled the food and he knew something he thought it's not good food because the food which is prepared the rice especially the rice is a stale rice. It's a stale rice. Stale rice, it doesn't mean that it cooked last day, but the, you know, when we sow rice in the field, so it was kept for a so long time for sowing. And the water which is used to for irrigation for the plants, that was used from the, you know, what's called that one? Cemetery areas, you know, similar, especially people do cremation, Hindus do the cremation in the river.
Oh.
In the bank of the river, they make fire, keep the dead body up, and give the fire. So they do cremation in the river. So this water for irrigation is used from that place, the cremation area, the cremation place. So it is not pure or holy to eat food. The water sunset.
Aye, what's that? आफ्नो कोठा बनाएर ओछ्यान लगाएको छ र त्यहाँबाट त्यो नारीसँग पढ्नलाई चाहिँ अब त्यहाँको गोठाला खेती धेरै सुन्दरी बनाएर अब सुन्दरी बनाएर चाहिँ कोठामा पठाइदिएछ अरे हो अनि कोठामा पठाउँदाखेरि नाइज तँ बाख्राको दुध खाएको रहेछ तँ तेरो आमा बाबा पनि रहेनछ कोही पनि रहेनछ तेरो
माइला चाहिँ
माइजो चाहिँ बाख्राको दुध खाएको रहेछ यहाँ बाख्राको नआए नआइज भनेर गरे
होइन किङ मेड अ भेरी स्पेसल बेड फर थ्री अफ द सन सेपरेटली सेपरेट रुम्स एन्ड देन नाउ द किङ वान्टेड टु एक्जामिन हिज मिडल सन हु स्टडिड अबाउट द वुमेन हि रिड द स्क्रिप्चर अबाउट द वुमेन द मिडल वन सो द किङ मेड duplicate very very beautiful woman and sent to his room and she looked so beautiful and she started talking with the middle son then he has studied the women scripture so he knew by looking at her he said oh you are not pure fine you don't look so good because you are so smelly and you are smelling so bad because you have drank the milk of a goat and you smell like a goat. the middle sunset because he studied the philosophy, the scripture of the women, so he knew what kind of woman is that.
अनि कान्छालाई लगाइ झारेर सातवटा सिरा खापेर ओछ्यान लगाइदिएछ अरे पलङमा अनि लु सुत्नुहोस् यता भनेर सुत्न लाउँदाखेरि गएर छेउमा बस्ने बित्तिकै मरे भन्छ अनि के भयो त भन्दाखेरि यो यति खाप्दैन मुनि बिरालोको रुम छ यो डन्लपमा भनेर जाने हो
बिरालोको रुम
बिरालोको रुम
रुम
यो घो चाहिँ म सुत्नु सक्दिनँ यहाँ भनेर जाने बसेर जानु पर्नेले
So the king told him to sleep on the bed and cover his body with thick blankets, thick Hello. Quilts,
Hello.
Layers and layers of, 8 layers of quilts.
Seven
layers of quilts. And sleep there. And then the younger said, because he had studied the scripture of that, I can't, and he said, he's acting that I have a pain in my body. But I can't sleep here because just below the beneath of my bed, that quilt is made of the cat's fur, and that the cat's fur is piercing, coming out of the quilt and piercing my body. So I can't sleep here. The younger one said.
Finish.
What? It's totally without ending, right? What happened to the के भयो अरे कछुवालाई अरे खोइ
कछुवाको त अनि कछुवा त अनि कसैले लाँदै लगेन नि त
त्यही त अब के भयो त कछुवाले चाहिएन उसलाई
कछुवाको कथा चाहिँ के छ भने अब त्यो तिन भाइ मध्येमा कुनले बोक्यो त
कसैले बोकेन
कसैले बोक्ने नि अब सबै
अनि राजाको अनुसन्धान अनुसार के भयो त कसो गल्ती
केही भएन लास्टमा कान्छाले बोक्नु पऱ्यो नि त
किन
अब बाध्य त पऱ्यो अब सबैभन्दा भाइ हो
उसले पनि बोकेन भने होइन
बोकेन अब तर राजाले चाहिँ अब उसलाई खटायो नि त
उसको चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ बोक्दा हुन्थ्यो अरे
डजन्ट
हेभ एनी एन्डिङ टोटली See, story without end. He doesn't know what happened to the turtle. Maybe he's still laying on the sand.